On Mondays, we report on technology, and this morning we're following up on some high-profile security breaches. Computer hackers raided the LexisNexis research service and gained access to personal information about thousands of people. Identity thieves used a different scheme to obtain personal information from the company ChoicePoint. The director of a consumer advocacy group says you cannot stop identity theft by just installing a few computer firewalls. Beth Givens directs the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse.
The actual events that lead to identity theft are usually in the low-tech realm, like stealing a diskette or creating a bogus identity as a business and looking like a legitimate customer. That's social engineering. I would be very disappointed if these companies and all of the companies who are learning lessons from these debacles, I would be very disappointed if they would look to technology as the solution. I think it has to be a corporate culture, a culture of confidentiality.
What are companies doing to screen their employees who are handling this information?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we recommend that companies do background checks for individuals who will be handling sensitive personal information. And I believe the latest statistic is that about 80% of all companies are now doing background checks, and this is a development since 9/11. But there's no such thing as a totally accurate data file either. I mean, these databases contain a lot of inaccurate information.
Sounds like the only way you can be absolutely sure that one of your employees isn't stealing information would be if you hired somebody to steal their information.
Well, yes, and that's one of the techniques in computer security testing is hiring somebody to break in, either break in using computer technology and or break in using social engineering.
Congress held a hearing on this sort of identity theft last week. Do you think it is practical to solve this problem through legislation?
Legislation is a good start. The information broker industry really needs to be regulated. There needs to be more walls around what they do, more transparency for the individual who's in the database, and accountability. This industry needs to be accountable, and I think at this point it's not, and we're seeing that.
What are some other things that companies can do to protect themselves?
They can analyze their entire information flow process and look for weak points, look for chinks in the armor. Probably the most important thing they could do would be electronic audit trails where they actually pay attention to who's accessing what at what times. I think that's a very, very important thing to do. Also, in terms of companies like ChoicePoint, they need to be doing on-site visits of their customers, something that I'm told they do somewhat, but not enough.
What can consumers do?
You know, the bad news in all of this is there's really nothing that consumers can do to prevent identity theft from happening to them. There's no way an individual could have prevented the ChoicePoint debacle, for example. But what consumers can do and should do is check their credit reports regularly. There is a new law that's being implemented in phases across the country, giving people free access to their credit reports. People in the Western and the Midwestern states now have the ability to get a free credit report. They should take advantage of that. In the Southeast and the Northeast, that will be all implemented by September 1st of 2005. People can reduce the odds of becoming a victim, but unfortunately, there's nothing people can do to ultimately prevent identity theft from happening to them. It has to come from responsible information handling practices by the various and sundry industries that collect personal information.
We've been talking to Beth Givens. She's the founder and director of the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. That's a nonprofit consumer advocacy group based in San Diego. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.